The next patient is David Wanklin. The last name is W-A-N-K-L-I-N. David is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The most likely situation is that this patient has a nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, period. The diabetes mellitus is most likely associated to a chronic pancreatitis. Apparently, he had surgeries in the past, and the pancreas suffered, and within that process, he developed a proteinuria and diabetes mellitus. We have been following the proteinuria. The proteinuria is at nephrotic levels, and in the latest determination that was done in January the 19th of 2023, the protein creatinine ratio was 3,600 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is significant, and this is despite of the administration of the Kerendia, period. The patient has been faithful to taking the medications, so for that reason, we are going to continue giving the Kerendia, continue the administration of losartan, and we are going to add Farxiga, 10 milligrams every day. The patient was given samples, and the prescription was sent to the pharmacy, period. The patient was given a explanation of the side effects and what to expect with this administration of Farxiga. Number two, diabetes mellitus, that has been under better control. The endocrinologist is following the hemoglobin A1C, that is under better control with the continuous glucose monitoring. Following number, the patient has a history of exposure to hepatitis C. Following number, history of exposure to tuberculosis, that was treated for 6 months by the infectious disease, Dr. Duarte. Following number, arterial hypertension, that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. On atorvastatin, 40 milligrams every day. We are going to reevaluate the case. In 3 months with laboratory workup. Period. I neglected to mention that the patient has peripheral vascular disease, status post femoral popliteal bypass. And a history of a hernia repair with mesh infection that compromise the internal organs as mentioned before. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that we are being following. The patient was advised against increased protein diet. We invested the 10-minute review in the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.